Welcome to The Hitch, Week 5.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day...
43.
Day 43.
Yep.
We're changing things up.
Yep. That's all I can say. Yep. I'm just going to say yep this entire episode.
We both woke up this morning... We've mentioned this a few times, I think, this week already, but just like the sheer distances and miles we're putting on.
Yeah, this is a big state.
Here in Paradise Valley is something. And while it was expected, it's sort of unexpected.
It was planned. It was expected, but then we did have a few... extra trips we had to take, you know, because things happen. Like we had that, well, my phone died on my birthday, sadly. It's still dead.
I still haven't sorted that one out yet.
But so we've had a couple extra trips to Bozeman trying to sort that out. And then we had to fix our taillight the other day. And so, you know, I mean, these things happen just like when you're at home, you have things that happen. But the difference is,
those aren't 70-100 mile round trips, you know.
I know, and because we just wanted to make sure to do certain things, like we wanted to go into Yellowstone again today, since we didn't have a lot of time to do it on my birthday.
Yeah,
and so we did, and it was great, and we spent all this time. It was a beautiful, actually pretty clear day.
The best day we've had the whole time.
Have we even talked about how weirdly hazy it's been here on a lot of the days?
No.
So we've talked about the beauty of this valley, which is phenomenal. And just Montana, everywhere you go, is just beautiful in this area. But one thing that's been kind of a bummer is that it's been very hazy and hard to see the mountains on a few days. Today was an exception. It was very clear.
Pretty much on every day other than the day we arrived and today.
It's been pretty
hazy. Has been hazy, and some days have been so hazy that you really can't even see
the mountains. Yeah, you can't even see the mountains. And we're like,
I finally ended up looking it up, and it's not that there are fires here, because it doesn't smell like smoke.
No, it doesn't smell like smoke.
But it is the fires in California. The smoke is high up in the atmosphere, and it's forcing all of the, you know, I guess water vapor or whatever makes haze down lower. And so
it looks like it should smell like smoke. Yeah, it looks like it is smoke, but it doesn't. But it does kind of inhibit the view, which has been a drag. But today was a really clear day.
Yeah,
it was absolutely gorgeous the whole day. It was cool. Yeah. It was sunny. It was just what you would want when you're driving through Yellowstone. Yeah.
It really was perfect.
And, you know, of course, we just did a little chunk of Yellowstone because it's way too big to do all of it. But
I mean, we did half.
We did half. We did half. We probably made it
all the way down to Old Faithful, which is close to the turn to then start heading back up. And we started from the north. So that's a long haul
down. I'm not saying it wasn't a lot. Yeah. But anyway, we did part of it, the part that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
It was cool to see the old lodge.
The Old Faithful Inn is incredible.
It's so amazing.
I was just looking at some pictures that I took and realized, like, it's like a cathedral, you know?
It's like a log cabin cathedral.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everything's like made from, like, real big logs that they made. And I didn't actually read the year that it was built when we were there, so I don't
know
when it was built, but early.
Like, yeah, and it was all hand-built.
I'm guessing like early 1900s or late 1890s. I don't know. That would be my guess, but it's
multiple stories tall.
You walk
logs vertical with like diagonals, and I mean the engineering of it is incredible. The lobby is like,
so the lobby's open, so you walk in and it's like you can look
up like 5 or 6 stories. I
was gonna guess at least that many stories up, and it's like a big, you know, kind of like a big triangle.
Yeah,
and you see all of the logs, all the log work all the way up, and then in addition to that, there's all these banisters and staircases
and
little balconies, and they're all made from big, rough logs, and the furniture's all wooden.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's beautiful. It's like I've never seen anything like it. And Anyway, so that's a real treat and I highly recommend it. I want to stay there sometime.
That's definitely on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Because it's
staying there would be really cool.
It's incredible. It looks old. Like, we did notice there was like a room labeled guest showers. So it's like, oh, I guess they've got toilets, but.
And we kind of popped our heads into one of the rooms that was open because it was getting cleaned and it was definitely not fancy.
No, I mean,
it's probably expensive, but it's not fancy. Which was fine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we're not very fancy.
We're not that fancy. But it was awesome. Yeah, that was really cool. So anyway, we did that. We saw Old Faithful, which is...
Saw the Grand Prismatic Spring, which is my favorite thing, which is this gigantic... So one of the things I didn't really know about Yellowstone the first time we went was like a big part of it is all of these like... hot springs and because it's all on top of a fucking volcano.
Okay, so here's the thing that I didn't know until a few years ago, or maybe I knew and I suppressed it because of the fear. It's all built on a super volcano or it's all exists on a super volcano, which is crazy to think about. And it's massive. Like it goes into Idaho. It goes, I mean, the super volcano. What is it called? There's a caldera.
The caldera.
Yeah. And that's something to think about.
So
what if that blows?
A ton of the park. Because like my original thinking of Yellowstone was like, oh, you see buffalo and there's amazing mountains and all of that. But there's this whole big corner of it where Old Faithful is that is... all these crazy just like fissures in the earth spitting out just like steam and boiling water, and a few of them, the Grand Prismatic Spring being the biggest one of them, it's this like the bacteria and the rocks and the temperature have combined to make these just like
really bright,
incredible colors around the edge of this deep blue steaming water.
Right, so there's even like a bright aqua and then like a deep rust orange
and reds and yellows and
it's
and you're walking and it's like the wind will shift and you'll just have this heat blowing on you and it's a really spectacular thing.
And you're walking out on these little platforms.
Yeah,
that
they've built them out because
so
you can't walk
thing of
on
like,
the.
Oh, what if I fell off?
Yeah, but you can't walk on the things for fear that you'll fall through because the crust is not very
thick.
Yeah,
super volcano.
Yeah.
So that's exciting in and of itself. Yeah. Cruising around a super volcano.
But so we did Yellowstone, and then we went out the west entrance. We went in the north entrance, out the west entrance, and then up, straight up, basically into Bozeman to check to your on whether or not your the phone that they had hoped
My
would arrive
phone
would had arrived
was supposed to have arrived,
yeah,
but
it
did
didn't.
Not. It
but
did not.
Then it was also nice to get to see Bozeman again.
Yeah,
we had pizza at this nice pizza place and
ice cream
at the ice cream place. It was nice, but. We put probably 300 miles in today, maybe 250, but, you know, and that's been...
That's enough on a road trip, but this is just one day.
This is just one day of vacation.
To be, like, planted in a
chilling
spot. And so, and again, not to complain, because we were talking about it, and it's like we wouldn't change a thing.
No.
I mean, in fact, I want to see more, and we all want to spend more time in this area. Unfortunately, we can't. We actually... check to see if we could extend our stay, and we cannot.
Right.
This very busy season. So,
but we did realize that, you know, our original route, which was taking us even further north,
About 5 hours,
about five and a half hours north to Glacier, is too much.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not even that Glacier was going to be too much. The drive up we were a little iffy on, but the biggest part was the return drive was going to basically be a week.
We were going to have to kind of hightail it back.
Making miles.
North Dakota and just like one stop here, one stop there. And it's those one stops that can really tire you out too.
Yeah, well,
like
especially if you spend a whole week driving 300 miles a day, you know. And so, you know what? We decided we're changing up.
Yeah, I mean... Sorry.
Nice yawn.
Janice
is really tired
today. I am
today.
Really tired. It was a big day.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to it's hard for me to slow down, and I've had to do it a lot in this last year.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. And so this trip, I haven't wanted to sacrifice or slow down anything, but the reality is I'm feeling myself getting really weary, like,
yeah,
to the point that reminds me of sometimes during my cancer treatment. And
yeah,
I just can't go back there. Like, no. I do have a reality of having to take care of my body that's still healing. And I hate to admit any form of weakness, but I have learned that it's just part of me and everyone else. Like, we're human.
Yeah.
And the last couple of days, I really started to feel like I could just, honestly, if I close my eyes right now, I could be asleep in like 2 seconds. Like, I'm just feeling that kind of weariness that I felt after my surgeries and that kind of thing. That's not good to get that far gone. And maybe if it was a different time in my life and I would have a little bit more to give, but we got to rein it back.
Yeah. And I started realizing last night, actually, I was editing this next batch, which you're going to hear in, it's going to be out in like 2 days.
Soon.
Because we've caught up with ourselves. So you're now hearing us a week.
We are,
you know, the same week,
not
basically.
Time traveling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I couldn't make it through. I was just so tired. I was like sitting at the dinette. You guys were watching a Harry Potter movie back here. And I was just like, I can't. I had 1.5 days left to edit. And I was just like, I can't do it. And I woke up this morning and I think, I forget which one of us said it, but like, both of us were just like, I don't know about the next leg.
Yeah. And as much as I want to go there, I've never been to Glacier.
Yeah.
And it really does break my heart to change plans. At the same time, I feel this deep relief because that's 10 plus hours that we're not doing.
Yeah,
so that's
and
on the road.
Trip.
And so we can then spend more time on the return trip just from here going back east.
Yeah, because it also, like, for me, it's like, this is my recovery from work, you know? And like, I realized, it was me realizing last night, it was just like, I feel more tired right now than I've felt in months, you know?
And like, here's the thing, we're both in recovery right now.
Yeah, we are. That's a good point.
And we are also parents to children.
Yeah.
So both of those things make people tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just sound like we're also coming up with all these excuses. Here's the other thing. We can just change our minds.
That's
I mean,
true.
This is a really important thing with traveling, is that you have to be adaptable. And that has been a theme throughout. Like, if something's not working, switch gears. I mean, I really feel strongly about that. And that's, you know, one of my big philosophies in life anyway. And maybe I switch gears a little too much. But the point is, you have to. Otherwise, I mean, I don't ever want to be those people who just, we're gonna do
we
this
made the plan so we
we're
have to
gonna
do
it
plan.
I mean, I know people like that, we both do, and it's just, that's not the way to do it.
No.
Because why do it,
right?
You have to be getting enjoyment out of it as well.
So anyway, the new plan is we are gonna head back east, actually back to South Dakota. We're gonna spend a couple of days in Devil's Tower.
Yeah, which then, we didn't get to see on the way out, which we have, you know, which is a really cool place.
And then we're actually going to go back to the Mount Rushmore area and chill there for like 5 days don't do much.
And not be driving around as much.
Yeah, and then we're going to spend a couple of days in the Badlands, because there were a few things down there that we didn't get to do.
Yeah, we wanted to go to that missile.
Yeah, the Minuteman Park. I really wanted to see.
Yeah, you really wanted to see that. We didn't get to.
And then we'll meet back up with our original plans in Minneapolis, and then in
Wisconsin,
the Wisconsin Dells.
The Dells.
For final
we gotta do our
splashdown.
Water park.
But you know, it's exciting. It was actually our 13-year-old today, and we were like, you know, we don't want to lame out on the adventure. And he was like, we're just switching adventures. We're just trading one adventure for another. And it's like, that's true.
Even if you go to places you've already been, every time is different.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just has to happen.
Yeah.
Like, because at this rate, we're not going to be safe drivers. We're going to just be,
no, definitely not.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, this is not a way to go into driving, agreed. Like, a jillion miles. So
that's the new plan.
That's the new plan. And also, we need to do a quick stopover in Billings so
I can get my phone.
Jesus. This has been such a drama. And
yeah.
Some things are a little more challenging on the road, for sure. Like trying to get a dead phone replaced.
Yeah.
And so we've got to deal with that. The guy who was helping us, the manager, who was very nice, was telling us all about his vacation.
He had just gotten back from a road trip. He had just gotten back
from doing a similar path. And also went into a great deal about the Wisconsin Dells, which was kind of funny and hilarious to talk to him about.
Definitely. But anyway, that's the new plan.
Yes.
We're going to go do it.
Let's do it. First of all, let's go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm agreement.
Good night.
Good night.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.